Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keiser here with you. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Alex Doherty from the Tennessean. Alex, good morning. How are you?
I am great. I'm just here to talk about who is or isn't going to report to the Milwaukee Admirals
this
year.
Yes. The player. Will the player be there?
Oh, boy.
We wonder.
Do we need to talk about other Milwaukee Admirals this morning? Because I'm ready.
I think we might. Well, I mean, Rexroad's been burning to do this all offseason.
We've been ignoring them way too much.
We really have. They have to get to the bottom of it this morning.
Well, you had a caller on that just broke down the playoff, everything that happened in the playoffs. We haven't even done that yet.
That is true. So, Alex, what do you make of all this? Like, obviously, the Predators, at least in my opinion, I mean, they made a choice this offseason with their goaltending situation. They signed Saros to the 8-year deal, and now you have this as a response from Yaroslav Askarov. Where do you think things go from here, and what do you make of Askarov pulling this move as early as he's done it before the season even begins?
Well, the first thing I'll say is let's think about, I mean, what has really changed over the last 24 hours? I mean, the only thing that's really changed is that we have formal confirmation that Askarov is unhappy. But as you pointed out, I mean, we already probably knew that, right? I mean,
yep.
This is not – we knew Askarov was not happy with the situation. There was the cryptic, Instagram story that he posted whenever they signed Saros. And then, you know, obviously the Wedgwood signing was the backbreaker, right? I mean, like, there's no way he didn't see – I mean, if he was miffed already about the Saros thing, the Wedgwood thing is just like a slap in the face, because then it's like, well, clearly I'm not even going to be in Nashville next year. So nothing's really changed. I mean, other than we just know for sure that he's upset. And I also think that Trotz is not really in that different of a position. I mean, I think he was already going to try to trade the guy that was in the works for a while. I just think that it reflects a little bit more about maybe there's a strained relationship between the two. Or not much of a relationship at all. And, you know, I keep coming back to the quote that Trotz said where at the draft, right before the draft, he said, "You're ready when you're ready. You're not ready when your agent is ready." I mean, when he said that to me, I was like, it was pretty clear he was talking directly about the Askarov's agent. And I think, you know, there could be something there. There could be something, some sort of strained relationship there, or at least something where the two parties realized long ago this was not going to work out the way that they wanted it to. So that's all I can think of is we just things are not that different, other than the fact that we know for sure Askarov's not happy.
Yeah, that quote almost as good as the. You don't come to Nashville to retire. He's good for one of those every year, right?
Trotz is firing away.
Drop the mic quote from Trotz. Okay, so how do you think where does it go from here, Alex? How does this play out? Right now you have to bet on how this is going to turn out. What do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a trade before the season starts is more likely. I don't think Trotz wants to go I don't think he wants to deal with training camp holdout or, you know, missing in action goaltending where he doesn't know where this guy, like he's not showing up or whatever. I don't think he wants to deal with that. I also think that there's probably going to be more general managers involved here and want a piece of the action and see what the price is. And so that in turn increases the possibility. You know, like last year when Tyson Barrie requested the trade, it was a totally different situation. I mean, it was a player that basically no one wanted now, and which is only more true now that we know he's not even signed anywhere.
Yeah.
But I think it's more likely that he gets traded before the season starts. I don't know that it happens before training camp. I think there's a possibility that he does report to training camp and just doesn't get through the whole thing. Maybe he gets traded at some point there, but the likelihood that I think he gets traded before the season open, I think, is pretty high. That's what I would put it at right now.
So let me ask you this. I agree with that, but let me ask you this. So, you know, Kevin Weeks put out the report yesterday about him not wanting to report to the AHL. Now, it did not say that he won't report to camp. So,
right.
Like, do you do you think there's a legitimate possibility? Let's say Trotz approaches this like, look, man, if we get the right deal, I'll trade you, but I'm not trading you just for the sake of trading you, and that could take a while. So do you think that there's a legitimate chance that he's got, if he plays well in camp, to actually make the team and to be the backup goalie? Or is this from the moment they signed Scott Wedgwood, been Scott Wedgwood's backup job, regardless of kind of the way that they've window dressed it?
Okay, so I think there's actually a pretty good chance that Trotz is willing to give him a chance to become the backup. And the reason is he keeps talking about this. You've heard Trotz give the same story about when Pecorine was 25 or whatever it was, or 24 in 2008, and wanted to be in Nashville. And he was so mad that he had to go back down to Milwaukee, but it was like the best thing that happened to his career. He keeps mentioning that. I think that's the same narrative he's giving to the Askarov camp, is like, look, I've been to this before. I recognize you think he's ready, but he's not. And here's why it will be better for his career. And then when that didn't go well with them, he was like, you know what? I'm just going to sign this other goalie I know is good. I think that the whole thing from the beginning, and I was talking to Gentry, who I think is coming on a little bit on here on Tennessean Day on the 102.5.
Yeah. We should have just had a big Zoom, a staff Zoom call. Yeah.
we were debating, you know, is this about Askarov wanting to not wanting to go to Milwaukee, or is it about wanting to be the starter in Nashville? And I think it's just more about he doesn't want to go to Milwaukee. I think he would be fine being, you know, getting 20, 25 starts in Nashville next year. I think if you didn't feel that way, I think that would be a total red flag, because any goaltender that has three starts and wants to immediately be the, you know, the 60 start guy is maybe a little clueless about the situation. So I think it's just, I think that there's probably a likelihood that he gets traded now. And I don't think there's any way that Askarov and the Predators are going to be able to work in the future now. I mean, it just doesn't seem like he's going to be traded, and it kind of stinks, right? Because we all know the guy was, he's such an entertaining person, and it would be really nice to see a player like that in Nashville and kind of take the league by storm, but it just doesn't seem like that's going to happen anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we really haven't – that's an underreported part of this. Like, why shed a tear for the media, folks. Shed a tear for us, because this guy's going to be awfully entertaining somewhere. So, okay, so that's the thing, because I do think Trotz, in his mind, yeah, you could start 25 games here, but I'd rather have you play 65 games there, right? That's the idea. That's the overcooking plan in Trotz's mind that now – I don't know, like, are you surprised – Alex, that I understand this is not a typical thing that someone comes out publicly like this, but that Askarov is upset. I mean, it's not surprising, right?
No. It's not surprising. You know, I mean, because players do this every year. There's players that make this move. I think that it's weird that it's a goaltender mostly, because usually you see this with forwards who think they're going to come in and light the league on fire, or defensemen. But, you know, position players, you see a lot more. I think it's a reflection of, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, professional athletes are people first, and they have personalities. They're human beings. They're not just robots out there. And, you know, you just never know. I mean, like, when they drafted the guy, you know, he was in a situation in Russia where, as soon as he's drafted and as soon as he wants to come over to the NHL, they're like, you know, well, you're not playing anymore. And the vibe when he came over was like, thank God I'm in the National Hockey League now. I can make it. And that changed in like a year and a half, you know, in less than 2 years. Well, but that's because he went from a 19-year-old to a 21-year-old. Like, he's a young guy, and he's dealing with, you know, I'm sure he's got friends telling him one thing, he's got agents telling him another, he's got friend groups, he's got family members, he's got people in the know, people in the hockey world who were just saying, no, you need to be a starter right now. I mean, it has got to be very hard. I know he's 22 now. It's got to be very hard as a 22-year-old to hear all that and then go to your boss in Barry Trotz, and he's like, no, you're not ready yet. So I think it's like anything else. You know, you think some people just are unable at an early age to kind of have all have the entire picture and to be able to look at the whole thing and think, you know what, I think my boss does have the best thing in mind for me. So it's, you know, this is not the first time this happened. It's not going to be the last either.
Well, Alex, appreciate you taking time to be with us today. Going to be very fascinating to see how this plays out. And happy Tennessean Day to you on the program today. Thanks for being with us.
That's right, yeah. I think the only thing I want to say is I think the Nashville Predators fans need to be prepared that what if this guy goes to Chicago, right? What if this guy goes to Chicago?
Robbie's all in on that.
Well, and then the other part that I thought about that was, what if he goes to Chicago and then they put him down in the AHL? That'd be funny, right?
It would. We'll see what happens.
Ends up right back there. All right, appreciate it, guys.
Alex Doherty from the Tennessee and our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. The Rob Rant coming up next. Gentry Estes at 8 o'clock talking all things Titans. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.